This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mir. And joining us down the line is James Hughes from GKFX. James, good to have you with us.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, it's certainly been quite a quiet week so far. We're only on Tuesday. So let's start with gold prices. What are we seeing happening there?
Yeah, despite it being quite quiet on the economic calendar, really we don't have much for the whole of the week, really. But that hasn't stopped the US dollar being the big mover, really. And I think that's having a knock-on effect into the gold price. Gold price is rocketing higher. We've seen it. If you look on a weekly point of view, the strength in gold, the turnaround from that low point and the strength has been incredible. And it does look like it's looking incredibly strong continually on the upside. We're breaking some upside levels, which have been key over the last few weeks or so, and now looking to really motor on to the upside. And those breaks have the break on the upside. Last time we were on, we were talking about the fact that we almost had this correlation with gold. I know it's not fashionable to talk about gold as a safe haven anymore, but it was that situation where stocks started to fall lower and money started to go into gold again. Now, we're not necessarily in a stocks falling lower situation, but they have stalled again on their relentless march higher, and we've got money in gold yet again pushing things higher.
Isn't it a bit strange though that you've got gold going up and you've also got the dollar getting stronger? So somebody seems to be worried about something, let us say.
Exactly. As they say, you get in that situation where the dollar's one way and gold's the other, then there is something not quite right in what's going on. And that something not quite right could be Donald Trump. We don't know yet. But the issue is, of course, that the dollar is incredibly strong. And it's been fluctuating so much, the dollar, since obviously November time. We had the rally in the dollar. We got incredibly strong, ran throughout December, then started to turn around a little bit. And ever since really the turn of the year, we've seen this dollar price, the dollar really start to be really undecided in its next kind of direction. Obviously with the pound, we've seen movements to the upside because we've had more clarity come in about Brexit. But now we're looking at a situation where we've got clarity on Brexit. We've actually had some pretty weak numbers out of house prices this morning in terms of the pound, which hasn't necessarily helped things for the pound. But cable is now moving lower. It's broken below a key 120. It's around 124.10, which was a key low on the cable on the downside. So with that breaking lower, it's getting people worried about looking at those lower points again on cable, because such is the dollar strength that's now come back into the market. And it's a similar story on euro dollar as well, because the euros had that similar discussion, had some bit of upside from some clarity from Mario Draghi. But it just shows you that the dollar is the dominating force within there. Whenever there is more focus on that dollar, that's when the real big moves are happening.
I don't know if you're looking at dollar yen though. I mean, it's 112, it seems to be the magic, or the 112 area seems to be the magic area. Again, that doesn't quite make sense either, that you've got the dollar stronger but dollar yen struggling. Any views on that? That seems to be more of, again, a risk off type of trade going on.
Yeah, dollar yen is completely the other way at the moment, and I think there's some real confusion over what's going on in terms of policies from the Japanese point of view. I know we're always sitting here saying we don't necessarily know what the next step is for Japanese monetary policy and what the Bank of Japan are going to do. They seem to be one way and then the other. So, but with dollar moving one way and then of course dollar yen struggling at those lower levels, it does make things hard to really read. And I think with the lack of economic data, you do tend to get that sometimes, where there isn't much for the markets to really get themselves into. So you almost jump back into default positions and default areas. And of course, one of those was that little bit of that negativity in dollar yen, of course. And then the other has been complete and utter dollar strength. But you're right, the dollar yen picture doesn't necessarily make sense. But as we get to the end of this week, there is a bit of data that could start moving things. We do have some data out of Asia, not necessarily out of Japan, but there's data in the Asian session which could move markets, and there's a little bit more in the way of US. So it could give us a little bit more direction, while up until sort of the Thursday, Friday point of this week, the markets are really going to just jump back into those areas, which at the moment is meaning gold higher and the dollar higher.
Well, James, thank you so much. James Hughes there from GKFX.